Hey, thank you so much. It is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike. First, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. And you know why? Because that's what ranchers read. That's right. Underneath the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, they are the rancher's weekly Bible. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Mike?
I thought you were going to tell us about Tri-State Livestock News because they were one of our sponsors.
Well, they are. I wanted everyone to know their features, besides the fact they're a great Christmas gift.
TK Angus is going to have their 41st annual bull and female production sale December 16th at 11:30 Central Time at the ranch just east of Valentine. Follow the directions. You can go online to find out more at tkangus.com. And of course, this year, online bidding at DV Auction December 16th. TK Angus. Well, Kim, here we are just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And from The Good Stuff, we hope that everybody has a great and safe holiday, especially if you've got some travel plans. How about some interesting Thanksgiving facts? Thanksgiving is a time to gather with family and friends and reflect on one's blessings. American Thanksgiving is largely modeled on the 17th century harvest feast shared by the English settlers and, of course, the local tribes. Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October. It's based on the European harvest festivals. And the National Turkey Federation says around 45 million turkeys will be eaten on Thanksgiving, which equates to about 720 million pounds of turkey being consumed, with the average turkey size being 16 pounds.
That's the average size?
Yeah.
Interesting fact.
What's the stuff that's in turkey, the chemical in turkeys that makes you want to take a nap?
It starts with
a T-R-Y. Yeah, I can't remember. We'll have to look that up, but yeah, I remember.
Tryptophan?
One more of those. The Butterball Hotline answers roughly 100,000 calls every year on its turkey question hotline. So there you go.
Busy. Okay, Mike. Hey, I'll see that and I'll raise you one. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat and white, but I fought the temptation with all my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. Gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all. Pass the cranberries, please. May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey be plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious. May your pies take the prize. May your Thanksgiving dinner stay off of your thighs." A little Thanksgiving fun.
Yes, just a couple days away from Thanksgiving now.
That's
it made
right.
me stop and think, though, how come it is sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you're semi-awake, but your brain starts working and you go, no, don't think of that because you're never going to go back to sleep if you keep thinking about that.
Yeah, the good point. Okay, we don't have a lot of time left, Mike. I've got some women's t-shirt slogans.
Okay.
How's this? Guys have feelings too, but like, who cares? That's kind of low.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe in miracles. I rely on them.
Oh, well, yeah, we do all from time to time.
That's right. The next mood swing, 6 minutes.
Got it down to...
Yep. I hate everybody, and you're next. Again, these are women's t-shirt slogans. Not sure they're going to take off, but who knows? They might. Please don't make me kill you.
Running out of places to store the bodies.
Yep. And your point is, there you go. Hmm. I used to be schizophrenic, but we're okay now.
We are now.
That's a little scary.
Help.
I'm busy. You're ugly. Have a nice day.
Ooh.
Warning. I have an attitude, and I know how to use it.
These are kind of cruel.
I know. They kind of are. Of course, I don't look busy. I did it right the first time. Ooh, kapow. Why do people with closed minds always open their mouths? So there you go, folks. Not sure if those are where they fit in the Good Stuff profile. I'm sure somebody found it good, right?
That's right.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining. Tune in again for The Good Stuff.